threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. Hot to you. When you're hot, you're hot. And when you're not, you're not. Put all the money in and let it roll with you. When you're hot, you're hot. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. When you're hot, you're hot.
Well, now every time I roll them dice, I'd win. And I was just getting ready to roll them again. When I heard something behind me, I turned around and there was a big old cop. He said, hello, boy. Then he gave us a grin and said, look like I'm gonna have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence. I said, well, son, when you hot, you hot.
He said, yeah, when you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
You can explain it all down at City Hall. I said, yeah, when you're hot, you're hot. In the court, I couldn't believe my eyes. The judge was a fishing buddy that I recognized. I said, hey, judge, old buddy, old pal, I'll pay you that $100 if you get me out of this spot. So he gave my friends a little fine to pay. He turned around and grinned at me and said, 90 days, Jerry, when you hot, you hot. And I said, thanks a lot.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
He let my friends go free and throw the book at me. He said, well, when you're hot, you're hot. I said, well, I'll tell you one thing, judge, old buddy, old pal.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Cynthia Plastercaster, and I always listen to WRCT when I'm in Pittsburgh because only talented people are played on this station.
Thank you. kids. It's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy college stations.
I just got a text asking me to approve a bank transfer I didn't make. I bet you get messages like this, too. So much of our lives are online today, from email to banking and everything in between. To make sure my information was protected, I checked out CISA's Secure Our World website for simple steps to stay safe online. Now I know how to protect myself from scammers, and you can learn too. Go to CISA at cisa.gov/secureourworld.
Hey, look, everyone, it's Mando!
Everybody ready?
Well, hello there, everybody.
And welcome to another exciting episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, or The Rich Program, depending on where you are listening. I am Amanda Richard, and we've got a selection of music I know you are going to enjoy. And let's just go ahead and get the liquored up set started, shall we? Who's up first? Oh, Sarah King. Hope you enjoy it.
Slow down, you're looking at me like I said not to. Baby, you know I can't resist you. Maybe we should behave. Hold on, devil is dancing on my shoulder. Every moment growing bolder while I'm in your embrace. And you whiskey thinking, and I know I said I should quit drinking, I can't close my tab, 'cause I'm still wondering what we had. Thinking, thirsty, I'll put some honey in whiskey, fire that's burning when you kiss me, but our time's running out. Last call, where do we go when this is over? Say you'll remember when you're sober, but I still have my doubts. Thinking, and I know I said I should quit drinking. I can't close my tab, 'cause I'm still wondering. Now I want you to stay, but you won't see me wiping my tears away. Keeping this bottled up just leads to pain. In this moment, I don't feel bad at you. whiskey in a paper cup. Just a little bit to warm you up. A little sweet, a little spicy, hot. Honey, whiskey in a paper cup. A dash of cinnamon to burg it up. Some closing up, maybe just a drop. Or maybe add a little chocolate to honey whiskey in a paper cup. Honey whiskey in a paper cup. Just a little bit to warm you up. A little sweet, a little spicy, hot.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard, fully endorsed by the Big Possum String Band.
And now we're going to have a bit of Baby Stovepipe with some Whiskey Before Breakfast. Let her go! Get that stovepipe sound.
Another hard late night in the summertime. Texas, proud of her state. She remembers the old Alamo. She's a lone star, that's right, and you could see her at night, out where the stars unfold. She's an angel, I know, there's no one else like her, loving and caring to a fault. She takes in the strays even on her bad day, and she only drinks whiskey in the morning. She loves to ride horses, the wild ones are best. They remind her to live every day. There's a good and a bad, sometimes she gets had. She won't let that get in her way. You know her daddy left home when she was a girl. She left her mother and her all alone. The hard times are hard, easy not in the cards. And she only drinks whiskey in the morning. She only drinks whiskey in the morning. But years ago, she drank it at night. It made her dance on the bar and sleep in her car. It wound her up just a little too tight. Don't tell the truth. She wonders why they bother to speak. She knows that they're lying without even trying. I guess the truth just makes them feel weak. She plays fiddle at night when her work is all done. She learned from a card-playing gambler. She likes the feel of the bow. But everyone knows that she only drinks whiskey in the morning. She only drinks whiskey in the morning. But years ago, she drank it at night. Made her dance on the bar and sleep in her car. It wound her up just a little too tight. She only drinks whiskey in the morning. But years ago, she drank it at night. Made her dance on the bar and sleep in her car. It wound her up just a little too tight. So she never drinks whiskey at night.
Just like me, but if you like to sip the whiskey, and if you're down for a real good time, we'll get along just fine. Let's get drunk and make friends. We'll find some trouble we can all get in. We'll shoot tequila if you're into that, and get all messed up like a football. Make friends.
Well, it don't matter where you're from on the map, if you're Republican or Democrat, it don't amount to a hill of beans. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3 shots, shots. Let's get drunk and make friends.
In the background, you're listening to J.P. Fraley on the fiddle and his wife Anna Dean on the guitar. I think that's Doug Chafin playing the bass. Doing their version of Margaret's Waltz from their 1995 Rounder record, Maysville. And I'm playing this because one of my bands is trying to figure out which version of Margaret's Waltz we're going to play at an upcoming Contra Dance. Now, let's tell you about our long Liquored Up set here on Whiskey Before Breakfast or the Roots Program, depending on where you are located. Sarah King got us started with Whiskey Thinking from her 2024 record, When It All Goes Down. Then we went back to 2021 for Sue Horowitz doing Honey Whiskey from her record String, Wings, and Curious Things. Then we went to 2020 for Buffalo Rose and Cigarettes and Whiskey from their record Borrowed and Blue, Live Around One Microphone. Oh, I forgot to say we had the PSA before that. Then, after Buffalo Rose, we heard Danny Britt and Marvin Dykehouse. Two guys with two guitars. Why, the name of the record is Two Guys, Two Guitars, that my brother heard playing in the Austin, Texas airport. So he bought a CD and sent it to me. And you heard them doing, Danny Britt and Marvin Dykehouse, She Only Drinks Whiskey in the Morning. And then the last thing we heard was, I think I've played it relatively recently, Love and Theft. Let's get drunk and make friends. Yeah, especially with his pals Johnny and Jim, huh? That's from their record, Whiskey on My Breath. They came out in 2015. Now for something completely different from the Mississippi Sheiks.
Mississippi Sheiks. Thank you. see. Maybe someday soon I'll wake and find my heart won't have to break.
Thank you.
sure hope you are enjoying today's episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, or the Rich Program, depending on where you are listening. I am Mando Richard, and I'll tell you that in the background you're listening to Joe Thrift and his pals play Bolivar, a tune he named after Tommy Gerald's dog. And this is from Joe Thrift's 2022 release, One More. Now, what was in that last set of music? We began with the Mississippi Sheiks from back in about 1930 doing the Stop and Listen Blues. I played it from a Yazoo compilation that came out in 1992 called Stop and Listen. Then you heard Queen Esther do a Bread cover of all things, a song written by David Gates, Lost Without Your Love, and that's from Queen Esther's 2023 record, Rona. Then we went back to 1927 for Mr. and Mrs. J.W. Baker doing On the Banks of the Sunny Tennessee. And that's from a compilation of the original Bristol, Tennessee recording sessions. It came out on JSP in 2012. And the last thing of the set was something from Jordan Tice, Andrew Marlin, and Kristen Settlemyer's brand new release called Wild Rose of the Morning, Wild Rose of Morning, and you heard them doing Lead Belly's When I Was a Cowboy. Here come Viv and Riley.
Dearest dear, so charming, no regrets, Coyote. We just come from such different sets of circumstance. I'm up all night in the studios and you're up early on your ranch. You'll be brushing out a broodmare's tail while the sun is ascending, and I'll just be getting home with my reel-to-reel. There's no comprehending just how close to the bone and the skin and the eyes and the lips you can get and still feel so alone and still feel related like stations in some relay. You're not a hit-and-run driver, no, no, racing away. You just picked up a hitcher, a prisoner of white lines on the freeway. We saw a farmhouse burning down in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the night. We rolled right past that tragedy till we came to some roadhouse lights and a local band was playing. Locals were up shaking and kicking on the floor, and the next thing I know, a coyote's at my door. He pins me in the corner and he won't take no, and he leads me on that dance floor and we're dancing close and slow. He's got a woman at home, a woman for the night, and now he wants one for the day. Oh, why'd you have to get so drunk and lead me on that way? You just picked up a hitcher, a victim of white lines on the freeway. Looked a coyote in the face on the road to Belgeny near my old hometown, and he went running through the whisker wheat chasing some prize down, and a hawk was playing with him, and the coyote was jumping up and making passes, and he had those same eyes just like yours under your dark glasses, privately probing the public rooms and peeking through keyholes in numbered doors where the players lick their and take their temporary lovers and their pills and powders to get them through this passion play. I have no regrets, Coyote. I'm getting off up a ways. You just picked up a hitcher, a prisoner of fine white lines on the freeway. Coyote in the restaurant, he's staring a hole in his scrambled eggs, and he picks up my scent on his fingers while he's watching the waitress's legs. He's too far from the Bay of Fundy, from salt air and 50-mile tides, and the air-conditioned cubicles and the carbon ribbon rides are spelling it out so clear that either he's gotta stand and fight or take off out of here. From Louis on the balcony and the ladies in the show, and from me, Coyote, the flame you typed up in an Eskimo. Me, the hitcher. Me, the victim. The prisoner of fine white lines. Free.
Sitting here in limbo, and I know it won't be long. Ooh, say I'm sitting here in limbo, like a bird without a song. distance, but I know that my faith will lead me on. Sitting here in limbo, waiting for the dice to roll. Say I'm sitting here in limbo, got some time to search my soul. Ooh, they're putting up resistance, but I know that my faith will lead me on. Say I don't know where life will lead me, but I know where I've been. And I don't know what life will show me, but I know what I've seen. I've tried my hand in love and friendship, oh, some of them have passed along, saying this little girl is moving on. Oh, I'm sitting here in limbo, waiting for the tide to flow. Sitting here in limbo, and I know in my heart that it's time for me to go. Hey, well, they're putting up resistance, but I know that my faith will lead me on. Ooh, yes, my faith will lead me on. You say I don't know what life will show me, but I know what I've seen. And I can't say where life will lead me, but I know where I've been. Tried my hand in love and friendship, oh, sometimes it passed along. Do you know that this little girl is moving on? Say I'm moving on now, sitting here in limbo. And I know it won't be long. No, it really won't be long that I'm sitting in a limbo. Hey, yeah, I'm sitting here in limbo, oh, like a bird without a song. Oh, a song to sing, like a bird without a song. Do you know that they're putting up resistance? But I know that my faith will lead me on. I know my faith will lead me. I know my faith will lead me on. Say, do you know they're putting up resistance? But my faith is gonna lead me on. I know my faith will lead me on. Say, my faith will lead me on. Sitting in limbo, I'm sitting in limbo. Yeah, it won't be long now that I'm sitting in limbo. Say, it won't be long, no, 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 that I'm sitting in a limbo. Say, I know it won't be long. No, 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 no. I'm sitting in a limbo right now, but it won't be long. Hey, that I'm sitting in limbo now, now, that I'm sitting in limbo. Say, na, na, I know my faith gonna lead me. Say, I know my faith is really gonna lead me on. I know my faith will lead me. Say, I believe that my faith will lead me on. I know my faith will lead me on. I know my faith will lead me on. I know my faith will lead me on. Won't be long that I'm sitting in a limbo. Say, na, na, oh, na, 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 say no.
Na, na.
wonderful version of Maple Leaf Rag is by guitarist Jaron Paxton and multi-instrumentalist Dennis Lichtman here playing the mandolin. That's from their, I think it's 2020 record, or maybe 2021 record, Paxton and Lichtman. That's what you listen to in the background while I tell you about that eclectic set of music you just heard here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, or the Roots Program, depending on where you are located. We start off with Viv and Riley doing their version of The Blackest Crow from their 2023 Free Dirt record, Imaginary People. Then we heard from Joni Mitchell live at the Forum in Montreal, Quebec, back on December 4th of 1975. And she did give us Coyote. I play that from that new compilation of her work from the time she was with Asylum Records, called Archives Volume 4, that came out on Rhino. And then back in the 1980s and 1990s, Tuck and Patty, Tuck Anderson, Patty Cathcart, were all the rage. And from their 1991 record Dream, you heard them doing a really nice cover of Jimmy Cliff's Sitting in Limbo. Yeah. I think they're still together as musical partners and partners in other things. Tuck and Patty Sitting in Limbo. Let's get back to the Maple Leaf Rag. In just a moment, it'll be time for the mid-show station to break, but you stick around. There's more great music coming on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or The Roots Program. You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM.
Hi, I'm DJ Firefly, electronic music director here at WRCT. You know, Louis Armstrong once said that all music is folk music because he never heard a horse sing a song. So I invite you to check out the folk music on my show, Couch Dancing, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
I just got a text asking me to approve a bank transfer I didn't make. I bet you get messages like this too. So much of our lives are online today, from email to banking and everything in between. To make sure my information was protected, I checked out CISA's Secure Our World website for simple steps to stay safe online. Now I know how to protect myself from scammers, and you can learn too. Go to CISA at cisa.gov/secureourworld.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. And they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday Night Extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe just maybe you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Parents, we need to talk about your children. There's a new thing on the streets, a substance so potent, teens are choosing it over cigarettes, pot, and alcohol. The kids are calling it lasagna or lasagna. We're not sure, but we are sure that it's a gateway dish to other things like pork chops and twice-baked potatoes, goulash and, well, whatever goes with goulash. Yes, lasagna is out there. And if you're lucky, it will happen to your child, because studies show that children who eat dinner with their families are less likely to smoke, drink, or use drugs. This is Jamie Lee Curtis encouraging you to have dinner with your kids every day. A message from CASA, the National Center on Addiction and Substance Abuse at Columbia University. For more information, visit www.casafamilyday.org.
Hey, after Whiskey Before Breakfast gets done at 1 o'clock, don't forget to stay tuned to WRCT Pittsburgh for the Black Diamond Show, an hour of bluegrass music.
Well, looks to me like it's time for our, what I call, folk rock set. We're going to start off with something new from Brad Yoder.
Suspended on the air, flying wasn't hard to learn. We could rise as easily as birds. But I know that'll never be, oh, that'll never be, as anyone can see. Though we may fly when we dream, but we wake up to gravity. So that'll never, that will never be. I had a song that started well, ringing out as clearly as a bell. I never found a second verse that could hold a candle to the first. Like the first spark of love, when the dark was enough and our hearts were still soft, can we turn back the clock? No, that'll never be, oh, that'll never be, as anyone can see, though we fly when we dream, but we wake up to gravity. So that'll never, that will never be.